Am I in the middle of an ad? Or did we do all the ads? Or where's this show right now? Do you know what's going on?
We still have one break left and Wildcat sitting in here.
Oh, my God, Wildcat Fox. What? See, I've lost track of everything. I don't even know. I was looking over expecting to see Rookie. I don't know what time of day it is. Wildcat, sorry, there you are. Boy, I'm lost tonight.
I'm still here.
Golly. Holy smackers.
Although, if you would have waited 14 more minutes to get to me, I would have left.
All of a sudden, I was thinking it was... I saw Barbara Carlson in the other room. I thought I was doing Pat Mylan and Mischke in the morning or something. How did you get so confused?
Was it talking to the fascist?
Sometimes the show... Actually, this is not necessarily a good sign. I used to think it was a good sign. The show sometimes gets so inside me that I'm in the now. I'm in the now to such a degree that there is no then or afterwards. And so you don't exist. Boomer doesn't exist. I'm not even here. It's a sort of an out-of-body experience. But I've learned that doesn't necessarily mean the show is any good. It just means I'm having a ton of fun. But that does not, contrary to what consultants will tell you, translate into fun for the listener. They used to put out this theory that if you have fun, it'll be contagious. Others will have fun. That's crap. Some shows that have disintegrated before my eyes, where I have had the worst night of my life, other people have enjoyed. It's called Schadenfreude. German, you're Stearns County, mm-hmm. You understand that, right? So anyway, Wildcat, getting back to the matter at hand.
Which is what?
My sanity, I guess.
Oh. You'll feel better after you jump those 14 double-decker buses.
Golly.
They're a bit difficult to find, so I'm very curious to know where you're going to track down 14 double-decker buses.
You know, when Evel Knievel jumped those buses at Wimbledon, he had a premonition. He knew he was going to crash when he was sitting on top of the ramp. He knew he was going to crash. But all these people paid good money to see him, and he was going to do the jump, and he crashed. It was horrible, and he almost died. But he knew most times, not all the time, but most times before he crashed, he knew it was coming. And he just said, well, let's get this over with. Golly.
Can you imagine how much pain he is in on a daily basis?
He used to do this crazy ad. It's the damnedest thing I ever saw. He'd have a clicker. You ever see that ad? It'd be almost an infomercial. Usually late night, he'd be on the screen, looking pretty rugged, and he'd have this clicker, and he'd say, I used to be in a hell of a lot of pain. I broke 722 bones in my body, but now what I do when I'm in pain is just click, click, click,
I see.
Click, and he'd click here, his broken bone, click, 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 and he just was clicking himself all over, as if it was sort of like having a little cap gun. He'd just go, click, 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 and damn if he didn't try to claim that he was pain-free. Well, one day I'm going to a chiropractor. 3 years later, and I'd been going to chiropractors since I was a little boy, which is probably why I still had to go to them later in life, because they screwed me up when I was a boy. The guy I first went to the chiropractor I first went to when I was 9 years old, he got kicked out. He got his license yanked.
And that's why
I'm still going. Oh, he was, you know what he told me when I went to him the first time? And I'm a kid, you know, my parents are supposed to be making these decisions.
Uh-huh.
Jackass says, I have to go 86 times. Not 87, not 85. 86 times.
In what time span?
Immediately. In other words, every day for 86 days.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I know. Someone should have said that, but I was nine.
What? Did you injure yourself in an accident?
I had been in bad shape since I was born. I came out of my mama in a funny way.
Well, it's because you weighed 50 pounds when you were born, Mischke. Yes, anyway, back to the clicker.
And I was breech or something. I was face presentation or something. I came out beaming. So I get to this chiropractor. He says, okay, lie down there. And all of a sudden I hear click. Click, 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 click. What the hell? What do you got there? Well, this is the newest thing. It's a clicker. Clicker deal. He said, well, I want to see you sweat, boy. The old guys used to look like they worked. I mean, this is like a farmer who's going to watch soap operas and just click the fields. I mean, the old chiropractor's just, oh, die! And this guy's just click, click. He wasn't doing anything. I think he was seated. I think his feet were up. Click, 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 click. The last time I went to him, but I talked to other chiropractors later, and they said, oh, yeah, the clicker's real popular.
I don't know that they use the clicker as much anymore.
Mm, no.
I take it you don't go to the chiropractor any longer.
No, I quit going to him now. I've become friends with the pain. Back pain, for instance, I don't even see it as pain. It's a fascinating thing. You know this guy the other night that I interviewed?
You would miss it if it were gone. It's become such a part of you.
I do call it my buddy. But the other night, when I had that guy on and he said he had to get used to the pain over 3 days before he could hike out of those mountains. Now, he had extreme pain, but... Now, I don't know that you could get used to that pain. He had 16 broken bones, but certain pain, not in your head. I don't think I could get used to pain in my head, but certain pain, after a while, you almost miss it. You'd almost miss it. There's almost a sense that it is part of you. That's why when I talked to some of these guys, I talked to a guy the other day who said, I've been in pain every day for 55 years. I got shot in World War II in Italy, and I've been in pain ever since. If you haven't gotten used to a certain pain, you'd think, my God, how could you be in pain every day for 55 years without killing yourself? Well, you can if it becomes your little imaginary friend Tony, which is what I named my back pain, big T or little T, depending on what it is, on a given day, how bad it is. You have any pain that you name?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't name my pain.
Hmm. Well, then you must not have it around for very long.
No, generally not.
I know a guy who was in an auger accident and had his arm chopped off, and right then and there, instantly was calling the pain Ray. Right there.